Welcome to the Wholehearted Business Show. I'm Laura Agar Wilson, and this is the podcast that's dedicated to helping you start and grow coaching business you love the wholehearted way. My guess is you want a business where you can show up as your whole creative, multi-passionate self so you can get paid, create a meaningful impact, and have more time and freedom in your life. Let's get started. Hi there, welcome to the Wholehearted Business Show. I'm Laura, and this week on the show we're going to be talking all about how to do market research for your coaching business, which funnily enough was a question that I was asked when I was doing market research in my business. So slightly meta, but really nice to be able to talk a bit about this topic for that person who was interested in it. Now, I think market research is such a great thing to understand and get your head around for your coaching business and all the different ways that it can benefit you and help you grow your business and support people and all of the amazing things that can happen when we use market research in the right way. So the first thing that I want to talk about is, I think sometimes, and certainly this was probably me a little while ago, but I really thought market research was something that we did at the start of our coaching businesses as we were setting up, but then didn't really need to do any more after that. And that's not the truth at all. Actually, market research is applicable to all different stages of business, whether you're just starting up your coaching business, whether or not you have been doing this for a while, if you want to reach the next level of your business, there's market research is always a tool available to you that you can use to help you and your business in many different ways. And that's what we're going to explore today. So what is market research actually helpful for? So I'm going to talk about a few of the things that I personally think that market research is really great for, some of the things that you might want to think about if you're going to do some market research and how you can use it in your business. So first of all, I think it's really useful for gaining more clarity around the problems and aspirations your people have or are struggling with. And when we do market research, we can gain a much deeper understanding of what it is that people are experiencing, like how they're experiencing life, what's going on for them. We can learn more about the in real life language that they use and reflect that in our copy and in our content marketing and things like that. And it's just really helpful when we do some market research to get beneath like the assumptions that we might make about what people are thinking, feeling, struggling with, aspiring to, etc. And like I say, get a much clearer picture, because when we really understand where people are at, that means that we can use that to create more resonance in our sales copy, to make our content really hit home more. It's just a really great thing to have a better understanding of, and market research can help you do that. You can also use market research to check how your message is landing with people. So I've been discussing this recently with a client of mine, and especially if you're in the first 6 months or so of your business, perhaps you did some market research to start off with, and then you're wanting to see how things are working out. Something that you can do is just do some research around, are people getting what I'm saying? And by that, asking people like, what do you think I do? What do you think my business is about? How do you think I can help you? That's really helpful to see if there's any mismatch between your messaging and your copy and your branding and what people are taking away from that. I think that can be a really useful exercise that market research can help with as well. You can also use market research to help you validate an idea or an offer. So if you're thinking about pivoting, if you're thinking about creating a new offer, there's so many different things that you can use this for, but anything new in your business, any change of direction, any new offer, anything like that, any new freebie even, you can use market research to get a sense of what people need, what people might be looking for, what's going to work and what's not going to work. So you can use it in all those different ways too. And you can also use market research to gain more content marketing ideas. Bit like this exact example, I did a little bit of, and it's really interesting because I wouldn't necessarily call it added market research, but it actually is. But I did a little survey, I'll talk about that shortly, but I did a little survey in my business, and the responses to that has been really useful for me in terms of creating content like this episode of the show, which was suggested through that. It can be really useful for content marketing as well. And obviously market research can be really helpful for all of the standard stuff, identifying your ideal client, like really identifying their problems. Market research is good for so many different things in your business. And like I say, it's probably not something that I would necessarily call what I did recently in my business, which was like an annual survey, but it is a form of market research as well. So there's lots of different ways that we can do it. In what ways can you perform market research in your business? So there's a few different ways that you can do it. And often I think the type of way that you choose like depends on lots of different factors, but I'm going to give you a list of different ideas, different things that you can do as market research. So the first thing is to do one-to-one calls or interviews or something where you're meeting with people one-to-one. One of the things I really love about doing Prices Power Hours, the way that I teach it, is that it works really well for market research as well. So you can do one-to-one calls, you can hold interviews with people, you can do them more where you're offering coaching. There's lots of different options there within that one-to-one realm, I think, of market research, but meeting with people one-to-one is extremely valuable, and I think it's always something that's going to benefit your business. It's something that I've built into the Wholehearted Business Program as well. That's one of our main milestones because it ticks so many boxes. So actually performing some Prices Power Hours ticks so many boxes there as well, but they don't have to be. So this one-to-one market research doesn't have to be done in the style of a Prices Power Hour in the way that I teach it, but there's lots of other ways that you can do one-to-one as well, but that particular way is really effective for getting clients as well, which is awesome. And then the other form of market research that you can do is survey or questionnaire. So you can create a survey or a questionnaire and send that out to people, ask certain questions and get some feedback. And that's really good. I think if you want to work with a larger number of people where meeting with people one-to-one would be really difficult, and actually surveying at like a much larger audience, then a survey can work really well and can give you some really fantastic and valuable information for you and your business. Another thing that you can do is use the online poll feature on lots of different social media platforms. Now, this is very light kind of market research, but it can be really effective and it can give you some really useful insights. So things like using like the poll or question sticker on Instagram stories, using the poll feature in Facebook groups, things like that, that can actually work really well and can give you some valuable insight. Even to the nice extension of this even is just asking a question to your email list and getting people to reply with a response. So one of the things that I did in my business a few years ago was I had a couple of different ideas for creating a free bit of training, like a free workshop, and I emailed out my list and said, which would you prefer, A or B, and got people to reply, and that worked really well. That's a form of market research, and it helped me decide which version of the training that I was going to do. So even that degree can work super well too. So one of the other things you can do is just check out where your ideal clients are hanging out and see what people are sharing in those spaces. So for example, in Facebook groups where you know your ideal clients are hanging out, you can look at the comments that people are leaving, you can see what people are sharing. And obviously you need to be, I'm not necessarily saying like selling these groups unless that's, that feels good and unless that's under the rules of the group, but really it's about looking at the comments that people are leaving and how people again are describing the things that they're struggling with. What questions do people have? Again, this can be so good for content marketing ideas, for writing your sales copy, loads of different things like that. But looking at how people are describing the problems, what's keeping them stuck, what things are they aspiring to, that can be really good. So Facebook groups are a great idea for this. Looking at the comments on like big Instagram accounts and looking at some of the comments under those can be really interesting. Looking at Amazon book reviews as well, sometimes that can be quite helpful. But just wherever your people are hanging out and just look at the comments and see what people are sharing. Again, this is a really effective one, particularly for business to consumer coaches, so health and life coaches, where looking at some of the big Facebook groups and actually just observing what people are talking about in those groups and the, and you know, what it is that they're sharing can actually give you valuable insight as well. And something that's going to help with all of those different things is being very clear on the reason behind why you're actually performing the research. I think having a very clear aim for it, whatever it is that you're doing, what is it that you want to get out of it, why are you doing it, that's going to help you choose the right form of market research for you. It's going to help you ask the right questions, it's going to help you find the right information. So just be really clear on, you know, this is what this piece of market research is for, this is the aim of it, this is what I hope to get out of it. That can be really, I would say that's essential to making sure that your market research is actually going to give you something that's helpful back. Another thing that you want to be aware of is choosing your market research audience. So thinking about the right group of people, like who is it that you are approaching with your market research? Who is it that you need to be talking to? And actually just getting really clear on that. Because what you'll sometimes find is that depending on the market research that you need to do, there's going to be a group of people who already know you and already know your work, and then there's going to be people who have never come across you before, and sometimes you need a specific one of those two audiences or those two communities to be able to get the right information back. A bit like that example I used earlier on when I talked about researching and finding out more about how your messaging's landing. Again, if people have already opted into your email list, that's a good indication that they've bought into something that you've said. I suppose you could still ask them those questions, but It would be, it's just really helpful basically to consider who is the best audience for this and really get a sense of, am I asking the right people? Do you need to be asking people who are already like very clearly part of your ideal client group, or are you casting a wider net so that you can more accurately decide who your ideal clients are or the problems that you're solving for people and things like that? So it's just really helpful basically to have a good think about, is this the right audience? Is this the right community to be doing my research with for the thing that I need to discover from this? As I was saying earlier, market research isn't just for coaching businesses that are starting up. It can be used throughout your business journey. And something that I've really enjoyed doing in my business is to have some kind of annual community survey for the people who follow me and who are on my list. And I think I've done this for the last kind of 3 or 4 years, but it's really helpful to just get a sense of like where people are at in your community, on your list, what it is that people are most struggling with, you know, why it is that they follow you. I think that could be really interesting to figure out what it is about you that they like and the reasons why they follow you. What they would like to see more from you is really useful. And also, I tend to include something about what paid thing would be useful for me as well. So that's really interesting. And I think doing some kind of like regular-ish survey of your audience can just give you so much insight into where people are at, into things that you can tweak and change about your business, and also content marketing ideas. So when I did that survey, this is where the idea for this episode came from. And I actually made that survey anonymous because I wanted to allow people to give whatever feedback they wanted to give. Everything was really positive. And actually, I did fill in that survey. Thank you so much. The comments were absolutely lovely and really gave me such a boost to read some of the lovely things that people were saying and some of the lovely reasons why people follow me and things like that. It was absolutely lovely. So thank you if you filled that in. I'd made it anonymous because I wanted people, again, to have the freedom to say whatever it is that they wanted to. But the downside of that is that I can't say thank you so much for like individual people for that lovely feedback, or I can't individually say who asked for this particular episode of the show to be covered. So that was the slight downside of it. But basically, I think doing some kind of regular survey of your community and list is really valuable for lots of different reasons. It's really great to get that feedback. It's really great to see where people are at, what it is that they're struggling with. It helps you make those little adjustments in your business if necessary. It's really good, even just like for me, it's just been very affirming to see the responses that I've got. Like, it's very much, a lot of what I was getting back from that survey was very much, I love what you do, just keep doing what you're doing. And that was really positive and really helpful. So there was a lot of that. And like I say, very affirming and lovely. So doing some kind of annual survey of the people who follow you, people who are on your email list, can be really beneficial in lots of ways. And I think it's just nice to give people like that avenue to give you feedback as well. So as I've said, market research is absolutely awesome for your business. It looks like lots of different things. It's not just the very typical like market research you would do while you're setting up your coaching business. It can look lots of different ways, and it can be done in lots of different formats. And it's just something I think to embrace in your business and really think, if you're feeling stuck, if you're wondering if things are connecting with people, if you are wondering what next like paid thing to offer, just ask people, do some kind of market research, find out what people are thinking and how people are feeling, and listen to what people have to say. I think that's such an important part of market research. And that's why I think doing one-to-one calls is really great, because listening to what people have to say is so valuable, and just hearing what it is that they are experiencing, feeling, and reflect that in your business and your offers and your copy and in your content. Like that is so valuable. So I really hope that you found that helpful. Do let me know. As always, you know where to find me, at Wholeheartedly Laura on Instagram. Do come over and leave me a comment, or email me at laura@wholeheartedlylaura.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do give me a thumbs up and leave me a comment below. If you're listening on the podcast, as always, I would massively appreciate a review, or just like anything would be absolutely awesome. That'd be so fantastic. And also just to mention that market research is something that I cover in much more depth in my program, The Unboxed Guide to Niche and Messaging. So if you're struggling with niche and your message, checking out Unboxed Guide to Niche and Messaging. That's a great program to check out, because we go into the market research side of things in a bit more depth. And there's like a whole process in terms of how you would use that market research to inform your niche and your message without feeling boxed in, basically. So that's a really good program to check out if you want to discover and go a bit further with this. But I really hope that's been helpful. Let me know, and I'll see you next time. Bye.